We're at the end of Simin Peites, we're up to Sif Ches. So we ended yesterday with Sif Zayin. Sif Zayin talks about haircuts and merchats, how it's mutus samuch l'shachris, which means a half hour before alos, but once alos comes, it's going to be usur. So the question is, how is that relevant nowadays? So in the Dirshu, footnote 42, they go through Agantz Arichas, all about the different poskim's opinions about different types of bathing oneself before chakras. The Gemara explains over there in Shabbos Daf Tes that we're afraid it's going to take a long time, and this is going to go wrong, and that's going to go wrong, and you're going to end up missing davening. So nowadays, taking a shower in one's house is hard to imagine that would come true. Is there gzera? Is it not gzera? So I saw in the art post that I make on Tfilik Yochasa, he brings down, he goes Lakula. And in Piske Chuvis, he also goes Lakula in terms of taking a shower before davening. So, you know, not definitely. I wouldn't say the majority of the posts were mikvah, you know, comes up a lot with the mikvah. People go to the mikvah, they also take a shower. So, one who does shower before davening, yesh lo al mi lismoch. Leave it at that. And when it comes to haircutting, it's very common in America, someone shaves before he goes to work. So, surprisingly, Piskei Teshuvos also addresses that, and he brings down that Rosh Hashanah Zalman held that it was also a maker of a din. But he brings that down in the footnote upstairs. He basically says that also a mekel yesh lo mi lismoch. There are postgame that are mekel. Hopefully the scissors is going to break. So, you know, is it possible a person can get stuck in the middle of shaving? Yeah, it's possible. Your shaver runs out of battery. Okay, the question, what does that mean? But anyway, so both showering and shaving before davening, one who is lenient has upon whom to rely. Okay, weiter. Pei tes ches. So this is built off of a Gemara in Brachos Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. Avua de Shmuel and Levi. Shmuel's father and Levi, when they would want to hit the road, they would get it very early, and they would daven Shmona Esrei very early, and then on the road they would say Kriya Shema. Totally flip the davening upside down. And the Gemara says, well, why'd they do that? So the Gemara brings a Braisa, Machlokas, Tanakama, and Rishim ben Elazar. And Tanakama says that a person gets up early in the morning, he should daven Shmona Esrei after Alos, but he should wait for Shema until later. Which means he's totally flipping the davening again upside down. And then the Gemara brings down, the Braisa says, Rishim ben Elazar says, no. You daven on the road, Kriya Shema, and then Tefillah in order, Kamoshe Tzarich. We have to be so mechgula the tefillah. Don't flip Shmona Esrei on its head. Don't flip davening on its head. So the Gemara says, well, what is the Nekudas HaMachokas here? What are they arguing about? So Tana Kamba holds that it's better to daven Shmona Esrei standing up if you're on the road, so you have to sit down to daven. You're not going to stand up while the horse is going giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, giddy up. So he's got a... It's better to daven Shmona Esrei standing up at home and out of order without being so mechgula the tefillah rather than having everything in order, but having to sit down. And Rav Shimon Elazar says, no, it's more important to be so much good with tefillah, even if you had to daven Shmona Esrei sitting down. Tosus brings down a machlokes Bahag and the Rach. How do we paskin? And here, the Shulchan Aruch actually paskins is better to turn davening upside down, do it out of order, not be so much good with tefillah, so that you can say Shmona Esrei standing up at home before Kriya Shema. So let's see. Sivchas. Bishas Hadchak. A person has to go very early in the morning on a road trip. He can daven Shmona Esrei from Alos HaShachar. But he should wait for Kriya Shema until it reaches the proper time. Okay? What's the proper time? The proper time seems to be Misha Yakir, which let's say is 50 minutes before Nitz. Now, provided that him efshelo likros kriya shema al derech. This is provided that he'll be able to daven shema on the road. Dainu shehiskabim b'pasuk rishon. He'll be able to have kavana for the first pasuk. Kukumoshin esbar le'el simin nun ches. Because really, b'shach tzadcha gadol, one is just like one's allowed to daven shmona esrei as early as alos hashachar, which is that's what we'll call 72 minutes before an eighth. One is also allowed to say kriya shema 72 minutes before from Alosa Shachar as well. But that's extremely b'diavad. It's much more b'diavad in terms of Kriya Shema. We learned back in Nun Ches Gimel when he talks about the times. Okay, the real time is the Misha Yakir, we'll call it 15 minutes before Nates. And if you want it down from Alosa Shachar, so then the Mishabur says Sifkat and Dalad. If he's in Kara Misha Allah Amara Shachar, Av Mishaloya Anus Yotze B'diyav. If he has an Ones, he has no choice, he's allowed to do it. What if he did it without an Ones? He's going to be Yotze B'diyav. So then the Mishabur says Sifkat and Yud Tes over there back in Simin Nun Ches. Davka Bakrai Ba'alma Dana Pamachas Bechodeshu, the Yotze B'diyav. Once a month. Once a month is an acceptable extenuating circumstances. You can use that card once a month. Avali mu rogil asos came, but a person who does this regularly, amru chacha, mishafilu b'diavad lo yotzi. He's not going to be yotzi even b'diavad if he says Kriya Shema so early. V'tzarek lachos over the cross, you'd have to read it again. Miu. Im shasat chaku afilu rogil, im shasat chaku, but if it's a real bona fide shasat chak, afilu rogil tuba, even if it happens quite often, sure, it's still going to be mutter. Why? Demai havi than the mavi. What's he supposed to do? So we're talking about a person who can't. He's driving through the Black Russian forest, and it's so scary he can't have concentrate on even the first pasuk of Shema. First pasuk of Shema, hold on, needs kavana. He can't even have kavana for the first pasuk. If he can have kavana, so he should do it later. We're talking about a situation. No, he's saying even if it happens more than that, it's still okay. To my highway, to the lobby. What's he supposed to do? Yeah, he goes to work. He works on the other side of the forest. I don't know.
Where did he get such a job?
I don't know. That's a job. Okay. Yes, there are people who have to wake up very early to go to work. Okay, so here, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, do Shmon Esrei first, and then do Shema, because even though you're flipping it upside down, you're able to do Shmon Esrei standing, that's the advantage. Shema you'll do sitting, and you're able to have Kavana, at least for the first pasuk of Shema, which will take around 3 seconds, maybe 5 seconds. If you're a tzaddik, it'll take you 10 seconds. But if you can't even have Kavana for those 10 seconds, you should do the whole thing from Alos HaShachar. That should really only happen pam bir, once a month, but if it happens more than that, the Mishra says it would be okay. So now the Mechaber continues and pay test. Yes, the Alpha Bishin is Somech Gula Tzfila, even though you're not being Somech Gula Tzfila. When you daven Shmon Esrei right after Alos, and you wait for Shema to say later until after Misha Yakir, Hochi Odiv Tzfei. This is better. Why? She is Pala Beveso Mu'umar, he should daven at home standing up. Is better, Mimash is Baba Zmana, better than davening at the proper time, Bumahalech, and he's on the road walking or riding or whatever, sitting, the Yismoch Geula Letzfila. So, again, there's advantage of doing it earlier, advantage of doing it later, and the Shulchan Aruch Paskins to flip Shmon Esrei upside down on its head. Now, we don't find this, right? So Mishmur Sivkata Mem says, if it's already Misha Yakir, so for sure, now really Shmon Esrei, the Chatzchila should be after Nates, not after Alos. B'dievik be after Alos. But they don't seem to have a problem with the Shmon Esrei. The problem here is really the not being so much Gula Tefillah. The problem is the Kriya Shema being very early. And then the problem is sitting down for Shmon Esrei. But if it's already Misha Yakir, then he should daven Shema and Shmon Esrei Kaseda. That's what he should do. Oh, it's B'diyavit? Yes, B'diyavit. That's what a person does. They're in a B'diyavit situation, so they daven B'diyavit before Nates.
Why can't he say Shema then? In other words, we're not saying here that Shmon Esrei standing is better than Gula Tefillah. We're saying Shmon Esrei standing
is better than Gula
Tefillah. We're saying that Kriya Shema Bizmana is better than Smoke Gula Tefillah. That's what we're saying. And you could say Kriya Shema also after Alos. What are the two things that are opposed over here? There is one thing that's opposed, right, which is Shmon Esrei standing versus that, but there's also the Kriya Shema Bizmana, which is also another thing.
Right, right here. So in Mishmur Sivkatan Mem, he says like halfway down, "V'migias when Ezelu Kulam Meikri Kriyash Ma'isbal Beveser Kitikunan Av She'adain Lohane Tzachah Mekemin Shushasat Chak." So Shushasat Chak, he has a flight. This comes up plenty. Person's got a flight. If it's after Misha Yakir, he should daven. He should daven properly. He can even put on the tefillin earlier. They do this in America, where Nate sunrise is very late. People got to work early. They put on the talis and the tefillin without a bracha. And then, hopefully, by the time they get to after Yishtabach, it's already Misha Yakir. And now, after Misha Yakir, they can make the bracha on the talis and the tefillin. And then they daven properly.
that by world shit. Sometimes we could say that Starbucks, sometimes you have to wait till after Shmona Esrei, when it's really the
really?
deep winter, you know?
Oh, wow.
Isn't there a difference between breakfast, talis, and filling?
What?
Isn't there a difference between breakfast, talis, and filling?
Talis and filling, same.
Both
talis and tefillin is from Mishayakir. You can say the bracha before Baruch Hu. Yeah, so there we had a whole chilek. Don't test me. Simon Samach Vav. Right. You're right. We had a whole chilek over there, which you're allowed to say we were more makel in tefillin than in talis. We're more makel in the brachas of tefillin than the brachas on the talis. Yes.
In London, half the year there. It's like 8 o'clock.
Okay, look at Mishmar Sivkat the Membeis. This is very important. You read the Shulchan Aruch, you're like, what is going on? Like, supposed to switch the order of Shmona Esrei. Like, who? We never heard of such a thing. So that's what the Mishmar points out. Sivkat the Membeis from the Magen Avraham. The Rov Ha'olam Ein is Haram Bazat. People are not Makbilans. The Efsher Mishum Denogin Ki Idach Poskim Desfirlu Demismach Geula Letfila Adif Alkei Mispalim Baderech Mismichas Geula Letfila. So the Minhag Olam is against the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Magen Avraham. Says the Mishnah Berurah that you should daven on the road. If it's ready Mishiyakir, you're at home, so great, daven home. But if you have to go on the road, put on your talis and tefillin on the road, and daven, even though Shmona Esrei might be sitting down, might be not the best way you want to daven Shmona Esrei, but at least you'll be soaking with the tefillah. And even though the Mechaber Paskin that does not take priority, the Minhag Olam, Magen Avraham, Mishabura go with the Minhag Olam, that does take priority, even though your Shmona Esrei is somewhat compromised. Then he continues, if you're afraid you're going to miss us by Kriya Shema, so you just say Kriya Shema without the brachos. Okay, that's the halacha that we're all familiar with. Then he says, and if he sees he's going to miss those months, he's going to a destination. Now, guy's flying through Europe. He's going to America from Israel. He's flying through Europe. So it depends how long the flight is, obviously. But in, you know, he might say, okay, I'll wait till I land in Europe. That doesn't always work because usually, if you're leaving at first thing in the morning, not likely you're going to get there before those months feel. But if he thinks he is, and then the end is a delay, so first he should daven Shmona Esrei sitting down. Baderech mahalech al miyushav. Brings that down from the Prima Garden, rather than wait until after Sozman Tefillah. Right? We learned you're allowed to dive until Chatzos, but it's after Sozman Tefillah. Okay, that is Pei Tes Ches. Now we're to Simin Tzadi. Okay, this is 27 Sifim, it's a lot lighter. Okay, so the Gemara Brachas brings down a bright. So when a person's davening Shmona Esrei, don't stand on a chair, and don't stand on a stool, and don't stand on a bed, and don't stand on a table. Just stand on the floor. So, and don't stand on a high place. So there are basically three different reasons brought down. The Prima Gadim lays it out very nicely. Three different things going on here simultaneously. First of all, if you're standing on something while you're davening Shmona Esrei, you're going to be afraid. You're going to fall. Shmona Esrei, you should have kavana for all davening, but Shmona Esrei is the part that really needs kavana. At least the first bracha of Shmona Esrei. We'll get more into that in the coming weeks. But if you're standing on something and there's a fear that you're going to fall off, so then you're tarred. You can't have kavana. So that's problem number one with standing on something that you can fall off to say Shmona Esrei. Number two is, and this is also brought down in the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Mima'amakim. It's brought down in the Pasuk, I believe the Shul, they say of the Ramah, the Krakow, the Amud, he goes down. You go down. There's the Maral Shul, not the Ramah Shul. Okay, there's a place to go down, but the Sheikh Tzibur stands lower than everybody else, because the Pasuk says, Mima'amakim. From the depths, I call out to Hashem. So when you're standing high, somewhere high, It's like Gaiva in front of Hashem. Problem number two. Problem one, you're afraid you're going to fall, you can't have Kavanah. Problem two, it looks like Gaiva. And problem number three, brought down in the Prisha is that Shmon Esrei corresponds to the Karbonos in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash was not allowed to have a separation between his feet and the floor. He couldn't stand on, you know, these kids have these clogs you stand on, whatever, it's different, I don't know what they're called. You can't stand on a step stool in the Beis HaMikdash and do a Vodah. So what did? You can't step on Kalim. You have to be standing on the floor, otherwise there's a separation between you and the floor, which is a psul by a Karbon, and Shmon Esrei is Dumi the Karbon. So those are three of the problems. Yeah, we won't go that far. Okay, so now let's see. Hamispala, so in Simin Tzadi Sif Aleph. Hamispala lo yamad lo gabi mita, lo gabi kisei, lo gabi safsal. Don't stand on a bed, don't stand on a chair, don't stand on a bench. Vafilu einan gvoin shloish tzvach. Even if it's not three tzvachim, this is a big machlokas, a poskim. How high is high? So this is the Beis Yosef brings down from the Mahari Abu Hav, even if it's less than three. He has a whole lumdis in the Brisa. Why does it give examples of different objects? And then it says Makom Gavoa. So you see that there's two different dinim. Makom Gavoa is more than three, and the chair is less than three. Even if it's less than three, it's going to be a problem. And then the Bach and the Taz said, no, he's not afraid it's going to fall off if it's only two tzvachim high. It's not so high. He's not afraid it's not going to shter his kavana. It's going to be okay. But the Rambam passing is like the Maria Buhav, afilu einan gavoin shlosha, velo agabi makum gavoa, don't stand on a high place, elim kena yazokin ochole, osha kavanasa lashmiel atzibor. Unless he has a good reason for being up there, if it's too hard for him to get down, he's on a bed, he's sick, he's old, it's hard for him to get off, so he can daven up there. If he's trying to, you know, Lashmiya Litzibor, so that everyone can hear him, wants to be higher up, so then that would also be okay. Mishbah Sivkatan Aleph. Mineshu Kishu Omid Alem Hu Tar Vyari Shami Yibon, somebody's gonna fall, and therefore he will not have proper kavana in davening. Then the Mishbah next line, please, Zamashi Tiru Basamach Bazaki Mikhol Abdambo Mishum Gavus. There's no problem with Gaiva, the old man can't get off the bed, no one's gonna call that Gaiva. Mikomakam. Okay, if he can fall, it's a problem. But there, lo hichuchu chacham v'tiu the palle, mashita lo b'shiva b'amida. Or there's no fear of him falling. I mean, why is the chola, the zaki, want to be up there? Because he's already up there and he can't get down. It's too hard for him to get down. He, assuming that he can, I guess he's not afraid he's going to fall. So he can daven up there. Here, Mishbos have got them bays. He brings down the Bach and the Taz that disagree with the Ramah's Maria Abu Av. Habach v'taz matirin. Avali Rabba posei kashochan aruch. So don't even step on that little step stool. V'lo agabi makom gavoh. Mishbos have got them gimel. If he ain't gavos, if they are makom, shenemer makim kasich Hashem. If you're in a high place, it's a shgaiva. Davening is, gaiva is always bad. See the Orchos Tzadikim series. But specifically by Tefillah, the Pesach Mimah Makim, they recall to Hashem from the depths, from being low down. Lashmiel at Tzibor, he wants everyone to hear him, whatever, to arouse Kavana, prevent people from talking, whatever it is, Mishabir Sikhatane. But Dumetu lo lamar agabi makam gavoa. He can stand on a makam gavoa. Afilo agabi kisi asavsa ve'em bezemishim gavos. There's no problem of gaiva, he's not doing it for gaiva, he's doing it so that everybody will hear, you know, everybody will answer amen. If there's a fear that he's going to fall off of this chair, then he should not daven like that. It's really weird. We're talking about Shmon Esrei, I assume. Are we talking about Shmon Esrei? So with my Shmuel Tzibur, Chazar Sashatz, maybe. So there's no problem of gavos because there's no gaiva. He wants to, everyone should hear him. But there is a problem that he can't have kavana. He's afraid he's going to fall off. So if he's afraid he's going to fall off, then it's going to be us. Here we go. Kasim Magen Avraham, end of Sifkatan Hei, Sha'achshav Nagu, Sha'amokom, Sha'ashich, Tzibur, Omidav, Hu Amok, Mishar Beit HaKnesset. Not like we're saying now, you know, high up so you can hear you. It's lower down. Mishum Mimakim, Kasich Hashem. Yochei Nikra, Shat B'chamokom, Yored Bifnei HaTeva. It always says in the Gemara, he went down in front of the Teva, down to Davin, because it was lower down. Make sure that the new building fund, Lopachot me $50,000. Okay, Sif Beis Shiur Makom Gavoa Sha'amru. When we talk about a high place, that's Shlosha Tzvachim. I mean, when we talk about a kli that you can fall off, the Machaber holds even if it's less, Ramah holds even less than three. But a high place where it would be a problem, let's say, of Gavas, of Gaiva, it has to be three Tzvachim high. What if it's like a pitcher's mound? It might be three tzvachim high, but it's four amos in each direction. I don't know if that's exactly a pitcher's mound. Let's say you have a balcony. You can dive in the balcony. In the mirror, they all dive in the balcony. And Ramah's those girls, they dive in the balcony. That's not a problem. It's arba amos or arba amos, basically. And therefore, it's like its own separate, you know, that becomes your ground level. It's like an aliyah, an attic, umutus baba. V'chein v'ya muka mechitzos, and if you're surrounded by mechitzos, avi she'ein bo arba al arba mutus baba bo, she'ein gavo nika, kevin she'cholak rishis. If you have a wall surrounding it, many of the old-fashioned shuls, the yeki shuls probably, they have, it's a platform, and it's surrounded by a wall. A wall, I mean, I don't call it a wall, but, you know, a fancy, what do we call it? Whatever you call it. Halachic wall, because it's, you know, they make it look nice, they don't make it look whatever. But it's a separate rishus, so even if it's not Arba Amos, Arba Amos is not considered gay, but it's a separate rishus altogether. What about the building fund? They collected money, but not enough money, so they didn't have time to put the mechitzas around the bima. They had enough money to build a platform and the beam itself, but they don't have walls around it. You're not allowed to daven on it. Why not? I guess it's less than 4x4. You don't have mechitzas, so it's not 4x4. About the gabbai whose job it is to stand up there near the mutter. Why? Like we're going to learn, hopefully, right now, if we have time, in Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel is a large Sif, but there's no Mishabur. Okay, Sif Gimel. It's Gemara and Brachas Tez Zion. It's a Mishnah. Ha Umanin, workers, Sha'osim Malacha Labalabayas. He's working. He works for a living. Works in a tree. His job is to pick olives or figs. He's allowed to daven up there in the tree. No, he's not allowed to daven. Yeah, he is allowed to daven. The aim is that Mishum lo yamar gabi mokan gavol yispal. That's not called being in a high place. Why? The cave on she'ol la'asos malachtom. Why is he up in the tree? For gaiva? He thinks he's better than everybody else? No. He went up to do his work. It's like he went up to the attic, and therefore he's allowed to daven up there. Why only these two trees? The other trees he has to come down. He's only allowed for those two. The other trees he has to come down. What's the difference in these two trees and all the other trees? The reason that the olive tree is different than the others, there's a lot of branches in an olive tree. To get up and down is a big deal. It's a big tircha. It's going to spend a lot of his work time where he's supposed to be working going up and down. He's allowed to daven up in the tree. But other trees, an apple tree, it's easy to get up and down. They're like a bittel. It's not going to spend a lot of time. Yeridu. He has to come down to daven Shmona Esrei. But the balabayas, the one who owns the tree, he can't daven up in the tree, because what's his excuse? He's wasting his employer's time. He is the employer. He's the balabayas. So he's got to come down and daven properly. He's not mishum l'malacha, he's self-employed. We make heilei tzapo'al, maybe the malacha, if chazal were meiko by the po'alim, because the bit of malacha, they were not meiko for the balabayas, only meiko for the po'alim. And therefore, they're allowed to daven up in the tree because it takes a long time. And we're going to see a lot of things that Chazal allowed so that person would not cheat his employer. How are they going to get up in the tree?